Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jim Ballard is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Jim's a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, more than 12 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's the author of many books, including What's the Rush, which is one of my favorites, and including books that he's written with other folks, like Well Done, and Well Done Parenting, and Mind Like Water. I forgot about that one. And then there's Little Wave and Old Swell. On and on, folks. You get the picture. This guy's very prolific, has a lot of great ideas, and we always count on him to help us get more balance in our lives. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's fun.
It's good to be back. Have you back with us. Ken, Jim, we were talking about a friend of ours named Ken. Jim, the story is very powerful. You pointed that out in some of the work you've been doing. I know that's what you want to talk about today. And the reason I was glad you want to talk about this, Jim, is because what we've been doing on the show for a while now is encouraging small business owners to realize that people already know about your products. They already know about your pricing. You know, once you become one of the last companies that they consider before they make the final decision, the last part of that decision is, are you interesting to them? Do they like your values? What do they know about you? And that's the story, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and you know, in business, we want to get people to listen to us. So today I'm going to talk about listening. We want to get people to listen, because if we can get our people to listen, they'll want to do well. If we can get customers to listen, they'll want to buy. So when we talk about listening, I want us to imagine that we have two different listening minds. I call them student minds and story minds. A student mind is the mode that we're in when we're listening to gather information. We want to get the facts right, because our jobs or our profits or our company's success could depend on getting it right. And why do I call it student mind? Because we grew up thinking we better pay attention because there could be a test on it.
That's right.
So business usually runs on student mind, you know, information, facts.
Right.
But what happens around the water cooler during breaks or out in the parking lot? That's where you hear, hey, did you hear about so-and-so or such-and-such? So people tell stories constantly, and they get the attention of their listeners when they do. Because story mind is what we shift into when we hear those words. And it goes back even farther into our personal past, to before we went to school. It goes back to the time when we were little and someone was putting us to bed and said the words, once upon a time.
Ah.
And all we wanted to know was what happened next.
Are you saying, Jim, that when we're in the student mind, we're expecting to be educated and informed? And when we're in story mind, we're expecting to be entertained and,
exactly.
and maybe transported.
Exactly. Because story in a way takes us back to our beginnings, not only as individuals but as a race. Because
mm-hmm.
stories have always been told, and they've always formed the myths that distinguish peoples and cultures.
Right.
So the power of story is that it evokes curiosity. The mind shifts into a different mode or zone that is receptive and deeply intuitive and not reason-based at all. So if story is done right, our listeners become, in a sense, kind of helpless. It's what keeps you turning the pages of a good book. You just want to know what happened next.
It's the reason why gossip is so compelling for a lot of people, isn't it?
That's it. So I thought that we could see these two ways of listening by a little demonstration.
All right, go ahead.
So what I want is for you and the people listening to watch and see what you do mentally when I read two statements.
All right.
So here's the first one. Our service providers are standing by to help you solve any problem related to your needs in this matter, and our prices and our money-back guarantee are matched by no others in the industry. Now, as I read that, if your mind was scanning and listening critically and assessing each word and phrase for the truth or the value of its content, then you were in student mind.
Exactly.
Now listen to the second reading. Back when we first opened our doors, we decided that what mattered most, beyond the quality of our products, was the way our customers felt when they walked in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that I got the feeling early on that we were on the right track because of something one of our first customers told me. Now, if your mind was simply receptive and if you were engaged in a way that you wanted to hear more and to find out what happened next, you were in story mind.
That's right.
The point is, which was most effective? Which was most engaging? Which might have induced you to want more and to take action? The key point I want to make is that we can invoke story mind in the way we do business. So I want to talk about how we can do that with employees and how we can do it with customers.
Folks, this is, and Jim, thank you so much for bringing this to us, because your message, this story that you're telling us right now, Jim, is absolutely spot on for the time that we're in right now. You may not know this, Jim, but my column last week was basically a foundation under what you're talking about, and it was about the fact that people the value you deliver is merely table stakes. Everybody delivers value today, whether people choose this one or that one, you or me, is going to depend upon, to a large degree, how they feel about your story.
Well, and you know, it sounded like the way you were talking about your next guest and what he's going to bring out in the second half.
You know, you'll find this interesting, Jim. I've got a friend who started an advertising firm a few years ago, and it's now gone global. And the name of his company is Story Worldwide.
Oh man.
And his name is Kirk Chaffetz, and Story Worldwide. He's been on the show many times, and he subscribed to what you're saying, folks. Jim's onto something here. We're gonna get him to help us leverage this, extend this, the idea of story out to all of our stakeholders, not just our customers. After these messages, 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Don't forget to check out all of Jim's books, Jim Ballard's books, including Mind Like Water, which is one of my favorites. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.